Chapter 45. She looks around at the various items in the room, then the TV set. Talk about tennis prison. She yells out into the hallway. Angel, get in here. Angel scrambles, practically tumbling over himself, into the room. Are you responsible for this?
I'm sorry, ma'am. You told me to make them comfortable.
She rolls her eyes. I meant comfortable as in just this side of a painful death comfortable, not air mattress and television comfortable. There's a bag of Cheetos over there, for Christ's sake. Regardless, it's over. My heart stops. This is where we perish. Faris, young one, not old shriveled up one. Hey! Shut up, Faris. Paper, you, get up. I rise, my knees knocking. Jean Gitano lights a cigarette. You can go. Huh? You heard me. Go. Get out of here. You and your mother and that Larson idiot make a perfect team. What a shitstorm you've created. But it's all fake news. It'll blow over. We'll survive. As we always do. I only have two conditions. I glare at her without answering. If you say one word about any of this, she's in the fill. Try me. One word, and Jane's in the fill. You're not letting her go too? Gitano snickers. Hey, Jane, you're right. She's not the smart one, is she? No, we're not letting your mother go anywhere. When you're a citizen of Phil City, that's for life, honey. Unless you're the ninth generation. But don't worry, we'll let you live together when you lose that stupid show. Right here in good old Phil City 7. For the remainder of your days. She actually cocks her head back and laughs, like a movie villain. Second condition. You get those fillers back to work. I don't care how you and that Larson idiot do it. You get them back to work. Or she's in the fill. I run to her. Jane, I'll get the fillers back to work, then I'll lose. On purpose. I'll probably lose anyway. I'll be back in a couple of weeks. She grips my arms, stern. No. You are not losing. You are going to Mars, and you are finding whatever is up there, and you are telling the world. You will do that, not just for you, for me. Do you understand? I nod. I understand. But their word means nothing. How do I know they won't hurt you or kill? Angel steps between us, and risking a beating from his boss, leans in close, so close his lips are touching my ear, and he whispers, in the softest whisper you can imagine, I'll take care of her. And I don't know, his unexpected and brave compassion mixed with this terrible goodbye. Something happens, and I grab Angel by the collar and pull his face to mine, and suddenly we're kissing, more passionately than I've ever kissed anyone. It feels like I'm giving him my whole heart, and we're sharing a promise that he'll give most of my heart to my mother, but also keep some of my heart for himself, because there is something about him that I trust. Something about him that, I don't know, Mom was right, or People magazine. Love is a weird thing. It wants what it wants. He sighs. Wow. Jane smiles and winks at me. That's how it starts.